Power 98 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. And yes, it's another edition of Ooh, I'ma Tell Larry. We back at it. And of course, y'all know each and every week, man, we try to solve some conflict. It's the conflict resolution section of the Madhouse. Well, I get an email, or I get a call from somebody, and yes, I try to solve their situation. Well, Madhouse Nation, today's Tell Larry is actually about me. It's actually about Larry. Me and my neighbor, Mr. Ed, we had a little riff. I hit him up. I said, you know what, Mr. Ed, I'm a radio host. So let's put this out to the Madhouse Nation. And I'm going to let the Madhouse Nation decide what should I do in this situation and how I should handle this situation. I got my neighbor, Mr. Ed, on the phone. And I'm gonna let y'all tell. I'm gonna let him tell his side of the story. Mr. Ed, what's up, bro?
Hey, Larry. You know, for the longest time, Larry, I didn't know what you did, right? Mm-hmm. And now my mama lived in this house for years, and I come down and visit, mm-hmm. and I'd always see, you know, like you seem to really enjoy cars, right? Like, yeah. You like cars.
I do really like cars. And your mother was a nice lady. She used to drive a little Buick, and she always spoke.
Well, Buick's a good car.
Yeah.
But I tell you, Larry, every time I come visit Mama, I see these cars, and I never knew what you did until after I moved in a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Here's the thing. If you want to leave your cars in your driveway, I'm okay with that, mm-hmm. you know. I think one Buick is good enough, but if you need 6-7 cars, hey man, by all means. But what I have a problem is when it's parked on the street, because here's the thing, I realize after moving in.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That you leave for work pretty early in the morning.
Yeah, I leave about 4:15, 4:20 in the morning.
And every time that light goes right in my window.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then I peek out, and I'm like, what's going on down the street at 4 a.m. in the morning?
People go to work at that time, Mr. Ed. It's people that go to work at that time, Mr. Ed.
Well, I don't know nobody that work at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
My mom always said nothing good happened after 1 a.m.
Is that what your mom said, mm-hmm. Mr. Ed? Well, let's tell them about the problem we had the other day, because I came home from work, you know, midday, and I'm tired after work sometimes. And on this particular day, I actually took a nap. And then, what did you do, Mr. Ed?
Well, I called the cops.
You called the cops on me for parking my car on the street, Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
And you know, we are neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, Mr. Ed could have just knocked on my door. Why you just didn't knock on my door, Mr. Ed?
Well, at the time, I still didn't know what you did.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought the best course of action, if we had an HOA, I could just call the HOA.
Yeah, we don't have a homeowners association in our neighborhood.
Well, I tell you what, there's going to be, and guess who's going to be the president?
I hope not you.
Mm-hmm. You're damn right.
So you called the cops because they left me a note. Apparently they rung the doorbell and I didn't hear the doorbell, but they left me a note that said, yeah, one of my neighbors.
Must have been a good nap.
It was, Mr. Ed. I work hard. I work hard for my money.
Uh huh.
So you call the cops, and instead of knocking on the door, so, well, I mean, just like, what goes through your mind when you call the police on your neighbor, Mr. Ed?
Well, I'm not trying to cause anything with you, Larry. I think it would be nice for us to get to know one another. I just think that parking your car in the street just blocks up the whole cul-de-sac, and I thought it was rude, and I didn't have anyone else to call.
Okay, well, I would appreciate if you didn't call the police to my house. And Mr. Ed, you know, to be honest about the situation, my car really didn't block the cul-de-sac. But, you know, next time, can you just knock on the door, big dog?
You try to pull that Buick around there.
Hey, man, and you got, I mean, Mr. Ed, you got a big F1, what is it, F-250, F-150, F-something 50, and I don't never say nothing about the noise that it make.
Well, it ain't leaving at 4 a.m.
I mean, that might be true, Mr. Ed, but I can't help the time I work. That's the time I got to come in.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I tell you what, after finding out what you do, I understand it a little bit more, but mm-hmm. if you could just politely keep your cars off the street, that would be great.
You know what, Mr. Ed? You know what? I'm going to see what I can do, but you know what? I'm going to let my people of Madhouse Nation tell me what I should do in this situation, because I really don't know, because I don't appreciate the fact that you couldn't even knock on my door, Mr. Ed. I don't really appreciate that. And we got to live in this community together. We got to work in this community together. So I'm really perturbed about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, I didn't know. I honestly didn't know what else to do. I didn't know how welcoming you would be if I knocked on your door.
Well, I'm a very welcoming person, Mr. Ed, okay?
Well, yeah, and I could see that now, and I apologize for...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
For being kind of, I guess that could have been considered rude.
Yes. And, Mr. Ed, I want to thank you for coming on my show this morning, and I'm going to let the Madhouse Nation decide what I should do in this situation, all right?
Okay, all right.
Thank you for checking in with me, Mr. Ed.
Yep, I see you tonight.
All right. Paul 98 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We back on, I'm going to tell Larry. If you're just tuning in, my neighbor, Mr. Ed, actually wanted to call and tell y'all about a little riff we had, about I parked one of my cars on the street. It wasn't really blocking the cul-de-sac, but he said it was. But he ended up calling the police on me instead of knocking on my door. And I really didn't like that situation too much. I'm like, bruh, we're neighbors. You know, we don't have an HOA. We could just solve these problems ourselves. But Mr. Ed, you know, he wanted to call the police. So I said, I'm going to take it to Matt. If you want to call the police, I'm going to call the people of Madhouse Nation. Now, let me get my side of the story without Mr. Ed on the phone. Let me tell y'all about Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed just moved in the neighborhood 8 months ago. I've been over there 12 years. I've been there 12 years. Never had a problem with nobody. Mr. Ed got a big truck that make a lot of noise when he come through the neighborhood. Y'all think I call the police on him? I don't call the police on Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed got an old dog. He got an old dog. The dog don't never stop barking. The dog especially bark at me, and I've been in the neighborhood longer than the dog. But the dog bark at me. I don't think the dog like black people. I don't think the dog like black people. Mr. Ed cut his grass 6 o'clock every damn Saturday morning. I get up early during the week. I don't want to get up early on the weekend and hear no, I don't want to hear that. But you know what? Whatever y'all say we should do, Madhouse Nation, I need y'all to chime in. 570-WPEG. Let me know. How should I handle this situation with Mr. Ed? He called the police on me, dog. He called the P-O-L-I-C-E on me without even knocking on my door. Madhouse Nation, what y'all think? Hit me up. 570-WPEG. Chime in right now. It's Pod 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.